Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter, Canto 5, chapter 2, text 18. Sacha tatas tasya vira yuta pater buddhi shila rupa vayaha shriyao daryena parakshipta manas tena sahayuta yuta parivatsaro palakshanam kalam jambudvipa patina bhoma swarga bhogan bubuche. Sa, she, cha, also, tataha, thereafter, tasya, of him, vira yuta pate,
the master of heroes,
buddhi, by the intelligence,
shila,
behavior,
rupa,
beauty, vayaha,
youth,
shriya, opulence, audaryena,
and by the magnanimity,
parakshipta,
attracted,
manaha, her mind,
tena saha,
with him,
ayuta,
10,000,
Ayuta,
10,000. Parivatsara,
years.
Upalakshanam,
extending.
Kalam,
time.
Jambudvipa,
Patina,
with the king of Jambudvip.
Bhoma,
earthly.
Swarga,
heavenly.
Bhogan,
pleasures.
Pupuche,
enjoyed. Attracted by the intelligence, learning, youth, beauty, behavior, opulence, and magnanimity of Agnidra, the king of Jambudvip and master of all heroes, Purvachitti lived with him for many thousands of years and luxuriously enjoyed both worldly and heavenly happiness. Purport. By the grace of Lord Brahma, King Agnidra and the heavenly girl Purvachitti found their union quite suitable. Thus they enjoyed worldly and heavenly happiness for many thousands of years. Om Agyana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vancha kalpatrubhyascha kripa sindhobhyaivacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Sat-chat-tas-tasya-vira-yuta-pater-buddhi Shila-rupa-vayaha Shri-avdaryena-parakshipta-manastena-sahayuta-yuta Parivatsaro-palakshanam Kalam-jambudvipam-patina-bhoma-swarga-bhogan-bubuche. Oh, this is material enjoyment. The woman is attracted by the qualities of the man. Man is attracted by the qualities of the woman, which are qualities produced from the material nature. The Prakriti Jayagrana. The qualities are produced from the material nature. The enjoyment is a product of the material nature. The disappointment that follows the enjoyment is a product of the material nature. And time is not a product of material nature. Time is spiritual, ultimately. Time is the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or it's the impersonal feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So time provided some facility, all right, enjoy. But that time will be ended. Maybe ayuta, thousands and thousands of years. But that thousands and thousands of years is a moment. Or from another point of view, that's thousands and thousands of years of wasted time. Because the business of human life is self-realization. So thousands and thousands of years spent in sex life is a waste of thousands of years. The tree spends thousands of years standing. And is it very good to stand for 1,000 years? And someone says, yes, but the tree can't have sex. But the Shukadeva Goswami says, yes, but all around us the dogs and hogs are having sex. So that's not the recommended way to spend thousands of years. Better one moment of self-realization. Shukadeva Goswami says, what is the use of a long lifetime wasted without spiritual realization? Better one moment of Krishna consciousness. And the example is given, Maharaj Katvanga, who pleased the demigods by his service and was offered a benediction. So he asked to know, how much longer will I have to live? And he was told, not much longer, maybe a few moments. He at once surrendered to Krishna. So just that much time was enough for making his life successful. So Sukadeva Goswami says, better one moment like that than thousands of years spent without any spiritual realization. So someone says, no, this is the better idea, that let me have thousands and thousands of years of sense gratification and then self-realization, so I get my cake and eat it too. But that enjoyment is not substantial. Manogata, it's a mental concoction. Now I'm enjoying on my own, apart from Krishna. Dukkha yonaya evate. Yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukkha yonaya evate. Yarantya vanta kontya nateshu ramate buddha. Krishna says it has a beginning, it has an end. No intelligent person looks for enjoyment there. Samsparshaja bhoga. Even someone, we're after that enjoyment in this life, let me enjoy for 20 years, 40 years. But, or one is thinking, let me go to the heavenly planets. Life is not long enough here. Enjoyment is not really all that great here. Something is there, but not much. When we hear about the heavenly planets, how much enjoyment is there? How beautiful the women are, how handsome the men are, how much facility they have for sense enjoyment, how wonderful the environment is, how long the lifetime is. Let me go there. But Krishna says that those who are attracted that way are avipaschita, foolish. Kama, mana, svarga, para. What is that in the next chapter? Kama, mana, svarga, para. No, that's not ninth chapter, that's really. Kama Atmana Swarga Para. Let's see, that must be second. Kriya Bhagavan Bhogan Shaya Tatimi. Kamatmana Swarga Para Janma Karma Palapradam Kriya Vishesha Bhagavan Bhogai Sharya Katim Prati. Yes. Kamatmana Swarga Para. Those who are Kamatmana, very much intent on sense gratification, and therefore aspiring to go to the heavenly planets and enjoy. They may perform so many pious activities, but for what purpose? Bhogai Sharya Gatin. For sense and sense gratification and material opulence. But Bhogai Sharya Prasakta Nam Taya Apurita Chetasa. Vyavasaya Atmika Buddhi Samadho Navadhiyate. Those who are attached to those things can't develop the determination for Krishna consciousness. Someone says, oh, let me enjoy for thousands of years and then I'll become Krishna conscious. But that by enjoying for thousands of years, he forgets all about Krishna and loses his determination to become Krishna conscious. The sense gratification becomes his enemy. He becomes comfortable, happy, and foolish. Later in the ninth chapter, even those who go to the heavenly planets have to come back. Shine punye marchalokam vishanti gatadidham kama kama labhante. Coming and going, simply for this enjoyment, which is the trap of material nature. Material, why should we come to this material world? Oh, to enjoy. Amaya offers, you can enjoy this way, you can enjoy that way. You can enjoy for an hour, you can enjoy for a week, you can, what are those, all these special offers? Enjoy 10 days on an island in the Pacific. Enjoy 2 weeks in Las Vegas. Enjoy a weekend at special reduced prices. They enjoy for a day, 2 days, a week, and 10 days. And they come back and work hard some more so that they can enjoy. What enjoyment is it? The heavenly planets is another version of the same thing. 10,000 years, 100,000 years, enjoy, and then come back. It's Maya's trick. Enjoy and come back. Stay in this material world and go on being kicked, because I'm going to give you some enjoyment that's going to make it all worth it. This is Maya. Oh, the intelligent person will not be bewildered by these ideas. He'll understand that the real business of my life is to get out of this material world and go back to Godhead. Therefore, my sense gratification should be kept to the minimum. The more I want to enjoy, the more I become attached, the harder it is to get out. So it should be minimized, whatever is required to go on living, but not more. Jiva sutattva jigyasa nartu yascheya karma bhi. And our time should be used full-heartedly for the service of Krishna. That will be nice. Okay, are there any questions?
Similar in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that verse, Janmeshri Ashruta Shubir, Yedman Madhavapam, Naivahati Abhidhatam Kutam, Akinchen Kutam.
Krishna Gocha.
So, all these opulences is nothing but the bewilderment.
Yes, bewilderment of mind. Janmeshwarya. Shruta Shubir. Yes, it's our enemy. Yes.
Maharaji, time and time again it is said, and you have mentioned again that we have to come out of this cycle of material entanglement, you know, demigods live for 100,000 and more, but they have done lots of great karmas, that's why they have gone to that place. And in spite of all these things, how come they cannot come to the conclusion? What it takes them to get the real realization?
Just like you can't, you know, what are you going to realize about spiritual life while you're on vacation in Las Vegas? You didn't go there for spiritual realization. You may make some lip service. Well, actually, I'll be more comfortable in Las Vegas. I'll have time for reading Srimad Bhagavatam. But that's not actually why you're going. No, the demigods are not going to these heavenly planets simply for devotional service. They're going for sense gratification. And because they're engaged in sense gratification, that limits their determination to become free from material. Why should I want to get free? It's so nice. This is Maya. Now, the earth is more advantageous. More trouble here, and more incentive to get out. Otherwise, if one is less intelligent, one can think, no, I'll solve my problems by going to heaven. But you go and then come back. What problem have you solved? What does it take for the demigods to become, get greater realization? It takes coming back to earth. And if the demigods pray, if there's any fragment of our pious activities left, any fragment of credit that we have, then at the end of our life, let us take birth on earth. Because the earth is the advantageous place for spiritual realization. And we're here, so why should we want to go there? We should finish our business, Krishna consciousness. And okay. There was another question, yes. It better be a loud question.
Just had a thought that in our, at least in my training, getting into Krishna consciousness, it's only a few moments of pure devotional thoughts in the presence of pure devotee, I have only a few moments of sufficient time, but pure thoughts.
Better a few moments of pure thought than a lifetime of impure thought. If we can become Krishna conscious even for a moment, that's a great fortune. But the idea is to extend it, not that in the beginning it may be a few moments, steady, unsteady, coming, going. By practice, one should remain steady in Krishna consciousness. Something else? Yes?
I was thinking something that you were saying towards the beginning of the class, that one can have an impetus to very enthusiastic to follow the process of Krishna consciousness because he's experiencing suffering.
Mm.
But then if that suffering goes away, then what?
Therefore one had better have some intelligence and some spiritual credit. Otherwise that's what happens. There's some trouble and then one turns to God. Oh God, oh God, we were discussing this last night. Comes to God. Oh God, oh God, I'm in so much pain. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Then the doctor gives him a Darvon or something and he's free from pain and he forgets about God. And this is the problem with mixed motives. One goes to Krishna out of curiosity, for desire for relief from distress, or desiring material gain, or searching for knowledge. And then one gets what one is looking for, and then, thank you very much, my business is finished. So one should try to cultivate his real life of devotional service so that it becomes his steady position. One should try to get free from mixed motives. One should come to a higher understanding. Like Dhruva Maharaj came to a higher understanding. Kingdom is not the thing. Other devotees also. They've started with some material motive, but once they got a taste of devotional service, then they thought, no, this is the real thing. So one should wise up quickly. Otherwise, it becomes like that. When there's some purpose, he serves, and when the purpose is done, then he stops serving. Because his real focus is material improvement. Or the devotion remains there, but it's superficial. Hindu community is so much like that. There's devotion to God, but the devotion is so much mixed with material motives. I'll live a pious life, I'll worship God, and I'll enjoy a happy life with my wife and children and grandchildren, and a nice home and a good job, and all by the grace of Bhagavan. So it's something, some God consciousness is there, but some consciousness of let me enjoy is more prominent. Not only Hindu community, Christian community, practically every community. Religion is there as a component of our life. And it's especially valued because it contributes to material improvement. Helps the family stay together. What? The family that's prays together, stays together. So prayer is good because it helps keep our family together. Keeping the family together is good because it contributes to sense gratification. Family that prays together, stays together. Of course, no family can stay together. Time separates every family the way the waves separate the stuff on the floating in the ocean. But by illusion, one is thinking, I'll pray and I'll stay. No one can stay. But this is the effect of adulterated devotional service, devotion to God, along with too much devotion to sense gratification. So that should be that we want to cultivate freedom from that. The whole Vedic project is to get free from that diseased condition of sense enjoyment and be Svarupena Vilasthiti, be situated in the consciousness that I'm Krishna's servant. Things may go nicely, things may not go nicely. My business is to serve. Okay.
I was really wondering about, you mentioned devotees, an example of different devotees that when they got a taste, then they realized that their motives, you know. So you can see sometimes for devotees that to get the taste, they need to fix the mind. But to fix the mind, they need the taste. And it's almost like a catch-22.
Fix the mind. To get a taste, one needs to fix the mind. To fix the mind, one needs a taste. Therefore, the chanting is there. That's to capture the mind. That he'll get some taste. And by getting some taste, his mind becomes more fixed. Goes the other way also. To fix the mind, we need some taste. To have some taste, we need to fix the mind. But by chanting Hare Krishna, you get some taste. By getting some taste, you chant more. By chanting more, you get some more taste. Mind becomes more fixed. Mr. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kirtaniya Siddhartha. Chant Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada said the same thing. Chant Hare Krishna. Doesn't need to be made more complicated than that. Something else? Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Krishna.